Now, why all these misalignments? Because those of you who have been in education for 10 or 15 years will recognize that people have been talking about system-wide education reform and holistic reform for at least 10 or 15 years, and in many circles longer. But the problem is that most past reform efforts, even those professing to be holistic efforts, have really not been guided by a systems perspective. Attention to alignments and integration have been limited. These reform efforts of the past, even those titled as systemic and holistic, have tended to be component-based with multiple parallel initiatives directed by very competent and well-meaning people, but with very limited attention given to the integration and alignment of interventions, despite the best of intentions of the project designers. So we continue to have education reform taking place in an incremental and component-based manner. This is why we talk about now about transformation and not reform. That's why the title of our session is Systems Thinking for Educational Transformation. The realization that we now have is that in most situations, radical education transformation is what's needed, not the continuing incremental reform that we've known for the last 25 or 30 years. And that's not because these reforms haven't been successful. They certainly have. There are more children in elementary school, primary schools than at any other time in history, with more competent teachers than any other time in history. There are more people in secondary schools and universities, et cetera. But the needs of these students and our needs as a society of what we need from these institutions is changing, and it's changing at an ever quickening pace.